FM 90.3 WJTL, Beth Luna, Just Like Jesus. Good morning and happy Tuesday. Olivia and Fred with you at 7:04.
This is a year to shine at WJTL, and our next Throwback Thursday puts the spotlight on the songs that tie in with that theme. Listen this Thursday for the songs that shine brightly all day long, starting with the morning show on FM 90.3 WJTL.
This morning, our very special guest from Bethany Christian Services, Richard List, is here. Richard, the community engagement specialist with Bethany. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning. Thanks
so
for
great
having
to
me.
Have you here.
Thank you.
Yeah, anybody you want to give a shout out to or say hi to?
Well, my loving wife, I'm sure, is listening at home with a big smile on her face. So yeah. I want to say good morning to my wife, Colleen.
Oh, nice. And we have to say hi to Mark Unger.
Mark Unger,
Bethany.
Yes.
Mark, good morning to you. And so great to have you here. Tell us about Bethany Christian Services.
Well, Bethany Christian Services, most people know us for our foster and adoption services. I mean, we've been doing that for over 75 years.
Right.
But we also have another side that most people don't know about, and that is refugee resettlement.
Yeah.
We've been doing refugee resettlement for over 20 years.
Wow. I actually did not know that for as many things as we've done with Bethany throughout the years. Tell us more about what you guys do.
Well, what we do is we help refugees come into the country. Now, what we do is they come in through a refugee camp. So there's a whole process of vetting, which means they do background checks and screenings, as well as medical screenings to make sure that, you know, there's no diseases coming into the country. So it's a perfectly safe, a safe arrival into America. And then we help them find housing, jobs, you know. So our goal is to have them be able to live independently in our community and not necessarily live off of the community. Like, we want to teach them skills and English and help them find a life here that's going to be as rewarding to them as it is for everybody else.
Yeah, and I know that you often are looking for churches to sponsor families as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Co-sponsorship groups. It only needs to be a group of about 6 or 7 people.
Okay.
And a lot of churches in the area are jumping on board. I know we have a few just right here in Mount Joy that just jumped on board. But what that is, it's not even like a big financial obligation. Like, you hear co-sponsorship and you think about other places where you send them like $50 a month. And
yeah.
But no, this is actually a time commitment. It's more or less you meet them at the airport, you introduce yourselves, and your family will... You'll walk beside them. You'll help them go to the grocery store or learn how to balance a checkbook, or even you know, take them to their doctor's appointment. So there's different levels that people can help out with. You know, a lot of people think, well, I don't know how to do anything. I don't know how to help these people. But you also have to realize these people sometimes will not even know how to turn on an air conditioner in their house,
right,
or how to adjust the heating, or use a stove. So any knowledge, as little as you think it might be, is very helpful.
That's very cool. Now, I know at one time Lancaster was a very big immigration hub. Is that still the case?
Absolutely. I was just I was on BBC's website last night, and I was surprised to watch a short video that said that Lancaster is the refugee capital of America. We have anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 refugees living in Lancaster County, which is 20% more per capita than any other city
in
the country.
Yeah, that's an amazing legacy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's new knowledge for me, too. And that's exciting. That's really exciting.
Yeah. I'm curious, where, Richard, are a lot of the refugees coming from right now?
We see a lot of people from Syria, Congolese, And of course, the Ukraine, with everything going on
right
over there.
Yeah.
We have Ukrainians coming in regularly to help them get out of that situation.
And people are leaving trauma, war-torn areas. That's got to be tough, too.
They really are. There's a family that we had just received not long ago where they had a family business over there. They made furniture by hand, and it was a business that they've had for generations, and it got completely bombed out.
Wow.
And the family was able to escape, which was great, because it was a husband and wife, a child, and grandparents, and even the family dog got to find their
wow
way here.
Yeah.
And now they're living safely in this area.
So how can our listeners get involved? How can they find out about sponsoring or helping out?
Well, all you have to do is visit bethany.org, or you can email me directly at richardlist@bethany.org. What we can do is put together groups of co-sponsorships, or we're also looking for individual volunteers. Individual volunteers are actually a big shortage right now.
Okay.
Because if you're just wanting to help out, we need people to drive refugees to doctor's appointments, or take them to the grocery store, things like that. We also need help with learning English, and teaching people how to drive, things like that. It's just regular everyday things that you as a volunteer can be a big help.
Very cool. Check it out online, bethany.org. And it's wonderful that you're here on World Refugee Day, because tonight you're going to be at the Barnstormers.
Yes, yes. That's very exciting. It'll be our first time out at the Barnstormers game. We're going to be there handing out information, meeting people, you know, just having lots of fun. First pitch is going to be thrown out by a local refugee.
Oh, that's cool.
And if you buy tickets through the WJTL events page, there is a percentage that will go to our ministry.
Check it out at the events tab at WJTL.com tonight, World Refugee Day, happening at the Barnstormers. Bethany is going to be there. So come on out and say hi to Richard and the rest of the gang. We're going to talk more with Richard coming up, so we invite you to stick around. Ryan Stevenson, Building 429, and more, too.